name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. John's Gospel account, the 8th chapter. Beloved in the Lord, with the swing of the hammer and the pounding of the nail, out of love for the truth and with the object of eliciting it, Martin Luther made an assertion. 95 assertions, to be exact, better known as the 95 Theses. And so the Reformation of the Holy Christian Church began with a statement, a stand, an assertion of the truth based upon God's Word. Namely, that God's Word would have preeminence in doctrine and life, church and state, in the public, in the home, and in the heart. Like his Lord, Luther made an assertion. That's exactly what Jesus does in our text this morning. He makes an assertion, a statement, takes a stand. He draws a line in the sand and causes all who hear to determine which side of the line they'll be on. What is that assertion? Where's the line drawn? Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. Jesus hammers down what it means to be his disciple. He makes an assertion. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple. Being a disciple of Jesus means abiding in his word. And abiding in his word means knowing the truth, and the truth will set you free. And as with every assertion, there are results and there are consequences. Abiding in Jesus' word results in knowing the truth, and therefore being set free. Consequently, if you do not abide in Jesus' word, you will not know the truth, and you will remain bound. Now, ours is not a society comfortable with assertions, especially these sort of assertions, especially religious assertions. Assertions make us uncomfortable because assertions attempt to call a thing what it is, to state the matter plainly, to see the world in terms of black and white, right and wrong, good and evil, moral and immoral. We don't talk that way anymore. We certainly don't live that way anymore. Ours is a society burdened with tolerance. As Reverend Fulton Sheen once said, America, it is said, is suffering from intolerance. It is not. It is suffering from tolerance. Tolerance of right and wrong, truth and error, virtue and evil, Christ and chaos. Our country is not nearly so overrun with the bigoted as it is overrun with the broad-minded. Yes, beloved, our society is burdened with tolerance. And tolerance abhors assertions. And so what is tolerated soon seeks equality. And what is considered equal not long after begins to dominate the truth. Such domination leads to confusion. Knowledge of what is good and what is beautiful and fine and lovely and righteous and noble becomes a casualty of culture wars. Lost in the confusion, we no longer have the veracity to call a thing what it is. And so today, not only are we pressured by the world to say that gay marriage is good and right, but many are even persecuted for saying that biblical marriage is good. We can no longer call a thing what it is today. Having departed from the word of Christ, we do not know the truth, and our ignorance has left us bound to the perversions of our heart, and so we listen to our hearts, we follow our hearts, we indulge our hearts, all the while ignoring what the Word of God actually says about our hearts, namely that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? But we Lutherans, we are God's children. We have the Bible, we have the liturgy, we have baptism and absolution in the Holy Supper. Ours is the potlucks, ours is the green jello, right? And we have him right. We're Lutheran. That's what we say to ourselves. Like the Jews who believed in Jesus in our text when he inserted the dominion of his word, we respond with our own version of, but we're Abraham's children. We've never been slaves to anyone. So even we Lutherans take offense at Jesus' assertions, because Jesus' assertions call a thing what it is. Jesus' assertions leave no room for our works. Like the Jews, we take offense at Christ's word, not because his word reveals our sin, though that often is a shocker for us good Lutherans, but because Jesus reveals that we cannot do anything about our sin. We are slaves. Slaves who cannot overcome our own personal pharaohs. Slaves need to be set free. And such freedom comes with a cost. But who will pay the cost? Jesus asserts, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth liberates. Therefore, truth will pay the cost. Truth will suffer the debt. Truth will offer the sacrifice. Truth will set you free, not by your blood, nor by the will of flesh, nor the will of man. Truth requires word and God, who desires all men, women, and children to be set free, to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of salvation, sends his word. And this word is not a whirling wind from the top of Mount Sinai. This word is not a quaking, shaking, trembling earth beneath the feet of humanity. This word is a gentle word, a true word, a word become flesh for you. The word of God, the word that saves, the word sent by the Father, is the word born of Mary, the word cradled in the manger, the word in the water of the Jordan with the baptizer, the word with Satan and his legions under his feet in the wilderness. The word may be gentle, beloved, but the word is powerful. The word, this word, Jesus, the word become flesh, is God's cosmic changing word for you. Jesus is the still small voice come to break Pharaoh's neck and to save yours. Jesus is God's word to the world that there is such a thing as right and wrong, good and evil, order and chaos, truth and error, beauty and ugliness. There, beloved, look there. Look upon the cross of Christ your Savior. There is the most beautiful picture of love you will ever behold. There, all that is good, right, and salutary is poured out for you. There, evil is undone. Virtue is exalted. Truth is proclaimed. There, with hammer and nail, God makes his cosmic changing assertion of love for you and your children and for all who are far off. He stakes it in the ground. He covers it with holy blood, and he directs all hearts to the voice of the one who cries out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This word from this man on this tree is for you, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. For this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation, a blood covering for our sin. It's this word of Jesus in which you are to abide, to truly be his disciple, to know the truth and to be set free. Through this word, Jesus forgives your sins, the sins of your children, the sins of all who call on the name of the Lord. Through this word, the Savior washes you clean in your baptism. He comforts you with absolution. He feeds the hungry with good things, and he gives the thirsty to drink. Through these, the Lord strengthens his disciples for service in his kingdom. Receiving these by faith, Jesus' disciples indulge themselves with his grace. Our own personal pharaohs are drowned under the blood-tinged waters of our baptism. We are liberated by one greater than our forefather Moses. Jesus, the eternal Joshua, leads us to the promised land, and he leads us by his word. And through his word, he enables us to conquer our enemies, sin, death, devil, and hell. Through his word, he gives us to endure. Through His Word, He teaches us the way of holiness. Through His Word, we learn to walk on the path of righteousness. Through His Word, He conforms us to Himself, crucifying us to the world and the world to us. It's not sufficient, beloved, to begin to believe, but it is necessary to continue and persevere in adherence to the Word. It's not good enough to say, we are Abraham's children, or we are Lutheran. Christ this day asserts the dominion of His Word. His Word is to have preeminence. A person who abandons God's Word sinks into a bottomless pit in days of temptation and poverty and other tribulations. Such a person is driven to despair. Therefore, beloved, do not retreat from the Word. Hold firm. Stand fast. Do not flee your post when the enemy advances, when tolerance seeks domination, when persecution arises in order to afflict what is good. Cling to the truth of God's Word, and the truth will set you free. The truth will prevail. The truth will fight for you. The truth will defend you. The truth will be your trusty shield and the sword in your right hand. And so with words you will endure. With words you will rebuke and rebuff the evil one. With words you will advance the goodness of God in the hearts of those who hear you. With words put into action, divine love will be manifested in and through you for the life of the world. With words, beloved, you will change the world, for the word of the Lord endures forever. So set free from sin. Disciples of Jesus are not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewal of their minds. Where the world would impose tolerance, you who follow Jesus are given to love. Where the world would assert equality, you are given to humility. And where the world seeks domination, Christ sends you out like lambs amongst the wolves to be servants. How different Christians are to be from the world. Renewed in the Word, we who believe are sent out to love with humility and to serve our neighbor. And in so doing, we enact the word of Christ for those lost in the darkness. Knowing the truth, we know what is good, right, and salutary, and beautiful, and righteous, and noble, and lovely. We behold its image in the cross of our God, and we hear its heartbeat in this house. His word echoes in our hearts and through our lives, showing those around us the goodness of our God and the truth of His salvation. Beloved in the Lord, every reformation of the church begins with repentance. Luther's first assertion that fateful day was when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," He called for the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Repentance is a return to the Word of Jesus. To return to the truth. Today, Jesus asserts His Word for our heart and for our lives. Repent and return. If you abide in My Word, you are truly My disciples, Jesus says. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As with every assertion, there are consequences. As with every line drawn in the sand, there are sides. Therefore, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.